I thought we had another good practice today, and tomorrow's the players' day off, and we'll finalize our preparation on the field on Friday.
Joe, is there anything, I guess, magical about the Patriots and the way that they've been able to continue to succeed, or is this just all football one-on-one, the way that they're able to maintain excellence?
Well, again, they've been very consistent. I think the one thing we told the team today, that if you examine them over a long period of time, I think they've done the best job in football, if I'm not mistaken, and the turnover margin over a long period of time. I think that gives them a chance to win a lot of football games. And they're very well coached. They have good players, and it's been a good formula for them. Whatever way we can keep a guy from getting in the end zone, we want to do.
Can you talk about the job Ryan McKinney's done over the last 6, 7 weeks, however long he's been here?
Yeah, he's picked up the system well, number one. He's fit into the locker room well, number two, and he's made a good contribution on the field. He's done a good job.
Has he immersed himself in the system, or do you still see some moments where he's a little short?
No, I think he's caught along. I thought he's caught up very, very well, and very few mistakes. And he's been very diligent here, and he's good in the classroom. And so far, I think he's done a good job.
Just to follow up on that, on the flip, other side of the line, Tyson Claypool, talk about how he's bounced back from one game, how he played the last game.
Well, he's a real professional. I mean, first and foremost, and he's tweaked a couple things. I don't think there's been a dramatic shift in his play style, that is, but I think he's just been a little more detailed, a little more focused on his fundamentals, and I think that's paid off for him.
Well, you know, you look at yourself too, and this year, players. How do you feel you've done this season?
Some good, some bad, like anything else. I think our 2-minute production has been very good. I believe we're fourth in the league in points scored with 2 minutes to go or less than a half. But there's certainly some areas we could have done better. Absolutely.
Over the last 2 years, you guys have played a ton of
close. Right.
You won some, lost some, but you really don't usually get blown out. Is that a function of quarterback keeping close and how much your score line has done, the ability to keep close playing?
I think it says more about the team. I think this is a team game. All three phases contribute to either success or lack of success. And I hope it speaks to the consistency of these guys, that they come out and give very, very good effort on a regular basis. I think it speaks more to the team and how they approach the game. I think they're a competitive group of guys. I think obviously Ryan's part of that, but he's one player within that whole team.
Actually, I know a lot of people make a big deal about the Patriots passing game, but last year there were a 2,000-yard rushing team. This year they're averaging 135 rushing yards per game. What is it that makes them such a formidable rushing team, and especially with their three different backs?
I think they're very well coached up front. I mean, Dante Scarnecchia, I think, is one of the better coaches in the league. I think he's excellent. He's been there a long time. Their line's well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes up front. They've rolled through some backs there that have all had production. So I think they have a good scheme, well coached, good players, and that adds up to production.
They've got those four different backs that all do different things. Do you have to coach your players and your linebackers differently based on who's in the game? I mean, how much preparation goes into that?
Well, a lot of that's based on the call, too, Omar. You know what I mean? Kevin and his staff, game plan, okay, they're in this many tight ends, and this jersey number, we're going to feature this, or we're going to feature something else. So I think that's all tied together in both the call that we send into the game, but certainly there are tendencies with different players in the game that we're going to make our guys aware of.
Joe, in your background, how many starts do you need to see for a quarterback before you start to know what you have?
I haven't really thought about it. I mean, I think you get a sense of guys when you're with them, how they, I remember Ryan the first day in Houston where he threw, I think we had, you guys would probably gladly remind me that we may have had four turnovers in the first half, and then he just came back and you know, business-like and workman-like approach the second half. So I don't know that there's a magical number. I haven't really thought about a magical number of that cutoff line of what you have and what you don't have. But, you know, when you play 1,000 plays in a season, you're going to get exposed to an awful lot. You're going to be in two-minute situations. You're going to have to be forced to bring your team from behind. You're going to have to, you know, preserve a lead, make a play, third down, scramble, you know, all kind of things. So, you know, he's got almost 2,000 plays under his belt now.
As you've seen over these last 1,000 plays or so through the course of the season, are there specific moments that you even remember where you thought that there's something that he wasn't doing before, now we're getting that, and so on?
Well, there's a lot of development that we see, and a lot of it's kind of subtle in terms of, you know, the play speed, the adjustments that maybe people don't see on film. It's changing the protection. It's running the ball a different direction. It's, you know, staying disciplined within that progression and getting the ball out of your hand quick, those type of things that, you know, sometimes we're seeing certainly growth in a lot of those areas.
With the secondary, obviously we saw Rashad Jones not working today, but you've got seven safeties on your team at the present moment, including Don Jones and Jimmy Wilson. I don't know how you consider them. Where's the comfort level in terms of depth at that position?
Well, it's a good group. I think Jimmy's done a very, very good job this year. We're really pleased. I think he's a player. You look at guys from 2012 to 2013, I think he's definitely made strides and contributing very well. You know, Donnie's primarily made his contribution so far this year on special teams, as has Jordan Kovacs. But it's a good group. These guys, they're detailed. They study hard. And we have confidence in those guys.
Joe, there's an important message that you tried to get across the field, not just for this week, but this month of December.
Just improvement, you know, 1-0 mentality, one game season mentality, improve as a football team, continue to work on the fundamentals, continue to get better at our stuff, the things that we do, the things that we hang our hat on. You know, stay focused at the task at hand. There's a lot of distractions this time of year when you, in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and people coming and people love to visit this place in December. Just, you know, staying focused and staying true to who we are. I don't think we're going to change. You can't change who you are, I think, and come December 1st, all of a sudden become different people and a different team. We just got to keep working, sticking together, and keep working.
Joe, there's a public perception and even some statistical data that suggests that the offensive line is playing better now than when Martin and Incognito were part of the unit. Is that accurate by what coaches are seeing? And if so, why do you think that is?
Yeah. Well, we're pleased with the way the guys are playing right now. I mean, there's certainly still a lot of room for improvement out of our guys that are playing right now. And we really haven't, Armando, sat back and said, okay, well, we're playing a lot better this week than we did in week 6 or 7 or 8. But I think there's been, there's been some improvement. The guys seem to be working well together, this group that we have out there, and that obviously has to continue on Sunday.
There's a report out there that Ted Wells will not be finished with the investigation and produce a report until the season is over. From your standpoint, obviously, I would think that you wouldn't want that distraction while you're trying to make a playoff. Is that something that you're favorable for, that this wait until the season concludes?
Well, I'm going to not make any comment about that, and I'm going to talk about the Patriots game. We've got a big game on Sunday, so I'll answer any question about that. Well, again, he made a very good contribution in the game on Sunday. I like the things that he's done for us. We'd love to break a 55-yard run every single week. That would be great. But he ran the ball hard throughout the course of the game. I think a lot of the plays this year, he's done a very, very good job. So, again, I don't want to make too big a deal out of one play or one game. We're looking for guys, as you mentioned, consistency and production on a regular basis.
Couple more guys. There's something to be said though, just for one guy. Mark Miller, the game before, actually, at the end, it's a tough run. Daniel Thomas, that is a game. Both those games, they were
interesting. I'm sorry, say that again.
Is there anything to be said for just picking one guy? Because two straight games, one guy for whatever reason has been the guy.
I think you have to do what's in the best interest of your team. I mean, I don't know that there's one particular way that's better than the other.
What about for this team?
I like the way we're using our guys right now.
Omar, last one.
How would you grade the
Okay, Steve. I'll get Omar right after that.
The way you played at home in the season?
About 3-3. It's about, you know, seriously, we got to play better. I think the fans have gotten their money's worth in terms of excitement in relation to the games have gone down. Literally all six games have been almost to the last play of the game, if I'm not mistaken. We got to do better, Steve. We have to do better. Yeah.
Omar, last one. We have Ryan ready to go.
You're now 6-6 on reviews. Perfect record. Mm-hmm. We know you're all about giving coaches credit where credit is due. Are you ready to tell us who?
Oh, that's a top secret. That's top secret. I mean, that's top secret. Oh, how about me? I'll take all the credit. No. It's a collaborative effort, and, our guys do a great job. And, you know, there's probably been a couple that I've missed. I don't want to say we're perfect, so, hopefully that continues.